Okay, good evening everyone. What we're going to do now for this shiur is we're going to start from the beginning of the Siddur in a situation where a person has plenty of time to daven, whether it's a single girl or a married girl, a situation where they have plenty of time, they're able to daven the entire tefillah. So what we're going to discuss tonight is we're going to start from the beginning of the Siddur, and we're going to see which of the tefillos is an obligation, which of the tefillos are not as important, not as obligated, and in certain situations where a person has time for some and not the other, which ones are the most important, which ones are really required, and which ones can be left out. So the Siddur starts from Matovu. As you all know, you open up the Siddur, the beginning is Matovu. Matovu is a pasuk in Parshas Balak, Perachat Galat, Pasuk Hei, that is praising the tents of Klal Yisrael. Matovu Ahalecha Yaakov, how good are the tents of Yaakov, Mishkan Osecher, Yisrael, your dwelling places, Yisrael. And it's not clear exactly who wrote, who put together this tefillah of Matovu. The first pasuk is that pasuk in Balak, and the next four psukim are based on psukim in Tehillim. There are those that say Rav Amram Gon put this together, but you'll see in the Art Scroll Siddur it says upon entering the synagogue, and because when a person enters into the shul, that is the best time to say Matovu, because it is praising the shul and praising the Beis HaKnesses and how special the Beis HaKnesses of Klal Yisrael is, that we're able to serve Hashem, to have avoda in such a place where the Shechinah rests. But the minig is that even though these psukim praise the shul specifically, but the minig is that even if somebody does not daven in a shul, whether it's a man, for whatever reason he's davening at home, or a girl, or a married woman that davens at home during the week, or a girl's davening at school, still the custom is to say Matovu, even though it praises specifically the shul. It seems like this from the Piskei Tshuva, that he says even the Piskei Tshuva brings that even nashim, even women, are able to say Matovu. So that is important to say, even if a person doesn't actually go to shul. I'm not even so sure how many people say it while they physically walk into the shul. Many people wait until they totally enter the shul. But that is as far as the psukim of Matovu. And if a person has time, definitely it should be said. Next comes the tefillah of Adonai Lam. And the Svarim tell us that the tefillah of Adonai Lam, the song of Adonai Lam, is a very, very chashuv tefillah. It's not clear exactly who wrote it, but the Ga'anim do say, so it was at least from the times of the Ga'anim, which is the beginning of the 11th century, the 10th century, the Ga'anim say that whoever has kavana by this piyut is guaranteed that their tefillos will be heard, and the Satan won't interfere, which is pretty amazing. That if a person has kavana by Adon Olam, I saw it brought in two places. One place says the entire tefillah of Adon Olam, a person needs to have kavana for this, and some say just the beginning, maybe perhaps the first three or four lines. The best is to make sure you have kavana the entire Adon Olam. That means also to know the translation. Maybe it's worth it to have an Art Scroll sitter, or at least once or twice to go through the tefillah of Adon Olam, to know the translations and properly, so this way you could properly have kavana. But that's a very, very chashuv tefillah that shows how great Hashem is. And if a person has kavana during that tefillah, it's a guarantee that the tefillos will be heard. Next is the paragraph of Yigdal. Now you'll notice that Yigdal has 13 lines, and the 13 lines of Yigdal correspond, they're patterned after the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the 13 principles of faith, which the Rambam set down in Masechta Sanhedrin, and is more commonly known as the 13 Animamin. If you take a look at the 13 Animamin, and you take a look at the 13 lines of Yigdal, Animamin number 1 corresponds to the first line of Yigdal, back and forth, back and forth. Also a great discussion, who exactly wrote Yigdal? Was it the Rambam himself, perhaps? Or was it somebody later that patterned it after the 13 principles of faith? It's not an obligation to say Yigdal. It's not an obligation to say the 13 Animamin every day. It's an obligation to believe in it, but it's not necessarily an obligation to say it every day. If you're not able to say Yigdal, it's not the end of the world, but it is definitely a nice tefillah to say. The children definitely should say it. You know, it's a nice song, and they're able to say it, then it's definitely a very special tefillah, that saying the 13 principles of faith that we do believe in. Next comes Birchas HaTorah. Now, I know that we discussed Birchas HaTorah in the first two classes, in the first two shiurim, as far as the advantages of saying Birchas HaTorah. to fulfill the Rambam's opinion that this way now a person can perhaps eat, this way a person can perhaps go travel and take care of other things that they need to take care of. But now we're going to discuss, is it obligatory for women to say Birchas HaTorah? The Shulchan Aruch says, Noshim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah. And the Chofetz Chaim understands, and others, and it's clear this way from the Shulchan Aruch sources, that this means they are obligated every day to say Birchas HaTorah, which means Lasok B'divrei Sarah and Vaharevna and Asher Baruch HaBanu, and we also say Yevarechecha and Elu Dvarim. So this is much more. The women are obligated to say Birchas HaTorah every day. And yes, perhaps they would have the same leniency as far as an ones if they're not able to, but as we said in the first year, I find it hard to believe that a person does not have the minute or two just to say Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaShachar we'll get to separately. But as far as Birchas HaTorah, the Shulchan Aruch says women are obligated. And although women are not obligated in Torah study, they're not obligated to learn Torah, but the Bir Halacha explains that they're obligated to learn the halachos that they need to know, whether it's Hilchos Shabbos, whether it's Hilchos Brachos, many other areas of halachos that women need to know, that they are obligated to know. There's other explanations, they're chayav to say korbanos, which we'll have to discuss Be'ez Hashem in the near future, as far as the obligation to say korbanos. They can learn Torah Shebek Sav, but that is the basic understanding, is the first reason, that they need to know the halachos, and that they need to know, so that they are able to say Birchas HaTorah. Others say that they are not obligated to say Birchas HaTorah, but just they can, if they want. That seems to be the Vilna Gaon's opinion. Others agree with him as well, but the Shulchan Aruch does say that a woman is obligated, and definitely by all means, a person can say Birchas HaTorah, and really, a woman should say Birchas HaTorah. For sure, if you want to study, or if you want to learn, if you're going to go ahead and go to a shir, whether that shir is in the morning, or whether that shir is at night, really, a person should definitely say Birchas HaTorah. If they're going to go ahead and learn, then they should say Birchas HaTorah at some point beforehand. If a woman is not sure if she said Birchas HaTorah or not, and she said it while she was half sleeping and then she can't remember, did I say it? I know I meant to say it. I don't remember if I actually did say it. Then, because of a doubt, we do not, women do not recite it. The man would be a different halacha, but for women, they do not recite it, since it's not so clear if they're obligated, as we said before, and there are those that say that even if they are obligated, it's only an obligation mid derabbanan, so safek derabbanan lekula. So if a woman is not sure if she said Birchas HaTorah, then she does not go ahead and say it. You'll notice that the bracha of Birchas HaTorah is la'asok b'divrei Torah, and the commentaries point out that it doesn't say lilmod Torah, to learn Torah, but rather it says la'asok b'divrei Torah, to be busy with it and to toil in it. Now for the men, that's very understandable. They learn the Gemara and they work hard on the Gemara, but when it comes to women, how do we have that bracha of lasso? Like, what do they do that is necessarily so hard? I mean, it is true that the halachos that they learn can definitely get complicated, no question about it, but the lasso really means the give and take and the yagia and the amelus and the hard learning, the sugya, that really we find more for men. So how does that bracha really apply to women? So the Chavis Yar says something incredible. The Chavis Yar lived in the 1600s, so he lived a long time ago, and he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a big paisik, and he said the following, that when we say lasok b'divrei Torah, that it's hard and we toil in the Torah, that could apply to women also, because it doesn't only mean what's hard in the actual learning, it means as well all the other things around it. If it's hard for a woman to do carpool, to get their sons to go learn, that is included in lasok b'divrei Torah. Maybe not, you know, simply to say the bracha relying on that only, we need to say, you know, the Yivarechecha and Elu Dvarim, but Lasek B'Divrei Torah includes not only the actual learning, but it does include other areas as well. If it's hard for a woman to have their husband go out and learn with the Chavrusa, or to go to a shir, because they need to take care of the kids all by themselves, that is also included in Lasok B'Divrei Torah. If they give over of their time and effort in other ways for their family to be toiling in Torah, that, says the Chavis Yar, is included in the bracha of Lasok B'Divrei Torah. And definitely, it is hard to go to a shir also. It's hard to get out in the morning, to quickly get the kids out and make yourself available for a shir, to call in at night to a Tehillim group or to a shir or something like that on the phone. People are busy and they need to run and go ahead and make the phone call. That is also included in Lasok B'Divrei Torah. And that is all inclusive for men also, but for sure this would apply to women at least, and that is how they are able to be included in the bracha of La'asok B'divrei Torah. Everyone should have a good night. You're welcome. Have a good night. Be well. All right.